A team of statisticians and economists at Georgetown University ran labor figures back to 2008 and projected them toward 2018. One of the authors is Nicole Smith. She says the figures for Wisconsin roughly correlate with the nation as a whole. In those 10 years, Smith says there will be about 1 million job vacancies in the state, but high school dropouts will only qualify for 70,000 of those positions.
If you had to give your children advice and your children's children advice, they need to be prepared for the opportunities of the future by getting themselves much more educated.
Smith says Wisconsin will see growth in fields like healthcare, education, and sales, all of which will require education beyond high school.
Large employers in the state are University of Wisconsin system, so that's highly focused on post-secondary education. The public school systems as well. And the transportation equipment and machinery manufacturers, engineering type and production type occupations. So those are highly stratified in the upper quadrants of educational requirements.
The call for more higher education comes at a time when states and cities are cutting budgets. If that trend continues, Smith says the nation stands to lose 300,000 jobs by 2018 as employers move them to countries that can meet their educational requirements. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.